Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are 68 minutes away from first pitch, and we are 3 hours and 15 minutes away from opening kickoff. You can hear Phillies tonight on KYW News Radio 103.9. You can hear also on WPHT, 1210 WPHT. Hear the Eagles right here on 94 WIP. Before we get to the top 5, all calls this hour, you're registered for a pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour Tuesday. That is this coming Tuesday at the TLA in Philly, right there on South Street. Each ticket includes a copy of AI's new book. To buy tickets, you go to Ticketmaster.com. But everybody who calls this hour, just a normal WIP call, not ninth caller or anything like that, you will be registered for that pair of tickets. Top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
There's a lot to unpack after last night and in our current mindset. And I have the 5 biggest questions off of last night.
5 biggest questions off of last night.
Starting at number 5. And this is kind of where I need Ike.
All right. Uh-oh.
Because, damn it, Ike. I'm starting to believe again.
I'm
better when I'm in the skeptic state.
Yeah.
But man, I feel like they're gonna get the glass now tonight. Like I have a vision of taking down glass now. They jump on him early. They get out. They front run a little bit. And I'm trying to beat it down. I'm trying to beat that feeling down.
Beat it.
Yep. Of they're just gonna go out there and take control and win a baseball game tonight.
Well,
so listen, I'm with you. Here's where I'll tell you my mind is at on the game tonight. It's hard for me to imagine getting out of there with a W without Duran having to close the game out tonight.
So you think it's going to be a safe situation?
I do.
Going to be a close one?
I do.
Well,
he might even pitch if it's not a safe situation. Like,
5-1?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I think
oh, okay.
so. Yeah. Well, I don't think they can screw around. They can't. If they're up even 6-1 in the ninth, mm-hmm. I don't think they can mess around and not win that game.
That lineup can explode at any point.
Well, last night, I was getting scared last night at 8-1. So, yep. Maybe it's just a high off of actually winning a game last night, but I am feeling pretty confident.
Was that? Is Sanchez going tonight?
Yeah.
It's their worst pitcher of their rotation going tonight. It's honestly for me, it's seeing the guys at the top of the lineup hit last night.
Yep.
That's like, I got the trust in our pitchers already, but with the guys at the top of the lineup, I can say I trust you, but you hadn't come through in those first few games. So seeing that last night has me feeling more, way more confident about tonight.
Seeing Trey seeing the ball and hitting the ball, good one too. Good one too. Because he had the missed 3 weeks at the end of the season.
So. And Bryce going opposite way.
Yeah.
That was important.
Yes. Yeah. Like a grown up.
Lesson.
You're flicking your wrist.
I know. Well,
is the wrist okay?
He sends some T's and P's up. And all of a sudden, starts turning around a little bit.
All right.
Yep. All right, the fourth biggest question off of last night is, does Jimmy Rollins forget that he called us front runners at one point? So here's
that quote.
Here's J-Roll.
Oh, man, will you leave J-Roll alone, man?
Here's J-Roll talking about Nick Cassiano's comments the other day.
And it is hard to get booed at home, but you have to understand the fans' perspective. They've been frustrated for years. This isn't one game. This is years of games, not winning series at home, not finding a way to get it done, not getting a big hit. And this year, probably the most expectations that they've had, the way they ended the
season. Feels like the window's closing.
And it is closing. Yeah. There's no feel. It is closing. So if that's how you feel, you can silence all that by going out there and getting the job done.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be... Shouldn't Jimmy Rollins at least acknowledge he said essentially the exact same thing at one point?
If he doesn't really want that brought up.
Okay. Because his quote was almost to the word what Nick Sirianni said. When we're going well, they're for us. Castellanos. Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Sirianni.
Well, Castellanos. Nick. Yeah. We have lots of huffs. We have Nicks. Castellanos essentially said, you know, when we're going well, they're for us. When we're not going well, they're against us. And that's what Jimmy Rollins said. He said they're front runners. When we're doing well, they're for us. It would be funny if he said, I learned that lesson too. I said that once, but here's why they're,
now,
you know.
Correct me.
Yeah.
Did those Jimmy comments come before the World Series or after?
I think it was the middle of that season. It was the middle of
it. So was that August?
It was August.
Yeah, when they went.
So I remember the show. It was me, your dad. We did the show, right? It was somewhere around the Eagles preseason game. Because me, your dad, and Hugh did a show after those J-Roll comments. And I remember talking about it on the air. So,
and I think they had just lost a couple of games at home when that happened.
So maybe that's what it was. I only asked that because I'm wondering, did he apologize for that or acknowledge it some other way afterwards?
I think since then I don't know if I apologized.
I think he said something to the like of, I do mean it, but I do still love playing here.
Right. Yeah. So he addressed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just funny hearing him
I agree, but I'll tell you also what that is. That's also Jimmy being protective of what he helped establish and build here with winning a championship, being a part of this culture. And this fan base.
Sure, yeah.
Being a little protective.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he can say it, but...
You can't.
I don't know if you can say it.
Right. Yeah. You've only been here a couple of years.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. The third biggest question off of last night is, what the hell was this Mookie Betts answer after the game?
Mookie being, like, you know, a mental part of this game, you guys are still up 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah, the consensus of this interview feels like we're eliminated, so I think we have to understand that we're still up 2-1. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on us to play the game, but you know that's pressure is a privilege, and just go out and play it.
The entire availability was morose. I think that's what he was addressing.
Yeah.
They were asking him questions as if they had lost 7 straight games. They just lost their first playoff game this year.
Right,
they're 4-1. Yeah,
and that's part of the reason why I'm not completely comfortable with tonight.
No, they've been here before.
Yeah. They know it. They won. And they're like, yeah, guys, they're trying to bury us out there. Like, the season is over with already.
Yeah, we lost one game.
Yeah, we lost one game.
Yeah.
So, that's why I'm like, we're going to have to fight tooth and nail to get this series back to Philly.
Well, they don't want to come back here.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, yes, they don't want to come back here.
Tommy Edman just said it. He was like, we don't want to go. We don't want to get back on a plane.
No,
five and a half
not.
Hours across the country. Yeah. And the part of getting Glasnow out so early is that Roberts has everyone at his disposal tonight. Whereas Saturday, he can, if it gets to a game five, he can pretty much just go Shohei and Snell.
Yeah. Oh, right. He can throw Snell
if he wanted to.
Yep.
Because they didn't come back with Yamamoto game one. Anyway, so regardless. The second biggest question off of last night is whether or not Brian Anderson, the broadcaster of the game, is still whining about Clayton Kershaw.
Oh
my gosh. It was the whole eighth inning was, how bad do you feel? You know, like he's out there. That's a great. That's a legend. I don't care. Like we just lit his ass up.
I mean, I was glad we lit him up. I thought it was a weird move by Dave Roberts to make that guy eat the loss.
Well,
you know,
he's on the roster for a reason.
It might be the last time he ever pitches at Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
I know.
It was a weird decision from Dave Roberts.
I think I was too happy to even like fully think about grasp
it.
That.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Just of all people on the entire, put in a position player or something if you're giving up, but just letting Kershaw.
Well, it also says they don't plan on using him in any type of high leverage situation.
Oh, no.
So he wasn't even on the wild card.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, he's just there. Yeah. So that's more of a ceremonial.
Ceremonial get your ass.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You always sucked in the playoffs. We're going to let you go out the same way you came in.
Let's make it even. Let's make your postseason ERA even higher.
Yeah.
But Brian, I thought Brian Anderson went over and over. We get it.
Yeah.
But the number one biggest question off of last night is, where were all the Ike tweets? I mean, I was promised loads and loads of gifts, and I got nothing.
Well, I tell you what. First of all, I wasn't going to do that while the game was still tight because I don't need to be eating tweets.
Right, yes. It can happen quick.
Yes, how quickly things can turn around.
It can turn quick.
So what wind up happening, I don't know if you even noticed yet, what wind up happening is my internet went out.
They heard her.
Yes,
right,
the internet went out last night.
Yeah.
And I mean, from like the sixth or seventh inning on, I was with nothing.
Which is a horrible time.
It's unbelievable.
For it.
No, what, and Jack didn't return his text.
No, what was worse is this guy who's supposed to be, you know, my baseball expert and everything else. I'm texting him to get in, like, at least give me an update on what's going on with the game.
Yep.
He's not texting back. So my thought is, are they coming back?
Yep, because that's when Jack disappears.
He don't want to be bothered. He don't want to answer any texts. Yep. And then he finally responds with a laugh. Ha ha. Yeah, game's over 8-2.
Yep. Never a doubt.
You know that the game's not going well when Jack goes into do not disturb mode.
Yeah. Well, no, I do that because I think my I'm behind somehow, so I get people texting me, and I don't want to know what's happening.
And I always assume I'm behind.
Yeah, I figure I'm just behind.
You've been behind for been behind
years.
For years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Seltzer's tweeting out the 1-0 when they're they're in another inning.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I'm
happy they won that game last night because at least I'm like I get to watch this one tonight.
Yes. Well, and remember, I live close. If it goes out again,
you know what? It was not coming out at 10:30 last night.
Yes, I get it. But 7:30?
Yeah, tonight.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm there. I'm there.
Several white pop up over there.
Yep. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. You didn't think you were getting out of this show without him.
So hold on.
Yeah.
The internet goes off and I'm irritated. I'm like, did we not pay the bill? Like, what the hell's going on right now?
What happened?
I have no idea. I still don't even know what happened.
Rob said a bunch of South Jersey
was out. Is that
what
it was? I still don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
I'm irritable. Wife, dogs. I'm barking at the dogs, right?
I would have melted down. I don't. Maybe I would have.
If it was earlier, I would have left and went to up the street to a sports bar.
Yeah,
or
there's
anywhere.
There's a Chickie's at Rowan. Maybe that's the closest one for me that I would go to. Yeah,
man, you know I was already in the jammies, man.
Yeah,
the jammies.
Yeah, too late. 9:08 first pitch.
It was 8-2.
Yeah,
like we're good.
Well, the JT home run's the last thing I saw.
Okay, made it 4-1.
So 4-1.
Yeah,
felt a little better after that.
I swear. He made me think that the Dodgers had come back, man.
I don't even know why I didn't answer. It wasn't even, the game was over.
I figured you was locked in. I figured you were locked in.
Doing dishes at that point.
Raji,
wow, you do dishes?
Yeah.
Raji,
I do nothing. Yeah.
Two dishes, probably. Raji in Philly, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Raj?
What's up, Raj?
Nah, I usually talk basketball to y'all. I'll talk about you guys later in the year about the Philadelphia 38ers. But since it's baseball time, man, I want to ask two questions. So I think you guys covered everything. Is yesterday's game like a legacy for Rob Thompson to keep his job for next year, or do you think he's got more to prove?
That's a Jack question. I think he's going to be back next year anyway. But Jack gave the, you know, managing for his job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, last night was a good one in his belt, you know, to be able to pull that one off.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then the other question is, like, you know, in football, we talk about if you're playing against a good team or an equivalent team, the key to beating them is, like, no turnover, you know, don't, you know, just win the turnover battle. Is the baseball equivalent to that, like, just not making mental mistakes? Because I think you guys are right. I don't think it's going to be a blowout or we're going to score, like, six-plus runs. So is the mental mistake something that's going to creep up?
Well, it feels like it. Like, free 90s is a big one. So walks, hit by batsmen, giving guys free bases. Obviously, errors are a big one. You can't make mistakes in the field. And then, like, strikeouts. Now, you have to, like, you can't just hit weak ground balls on nights, but I think strikeouts are ones that can take you kind of out of a game. But I guess free 90s would be the biggest equivalent.
So
and errors.
Jack is saying free 90s because it's 90 feet between the home plate and first base. So free bases is what he's saying. Well, he's
trying to do his little baseball.
Yeah,
that's what we learned in the pizza.
Yeah.
In the pizza.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a direct fumble. There's a direct turnovers, footballs and turnovers to blank in baseball thing. I don't think, or else the Phillies wouldn't win many baseball games because they are the dumbest team in the history, not as people, but as ball players. They are certainly not a no turnover type team. They are more of a Baker Mayfield sling it all over the field kind of team, and you know, hope it lands in the right guy's hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think they're like an analytical, strategic team. I think we're obviously a great pitching team, and we just get off streaks and vibes and that kind of thing. So, just hoping for the best for you, Jack Fritz. Man, I'll talk to you guys about the 38ers later in the year. Go.
The 38ers.
Ran that twice.
Yep. Yeah. I heard it the first time.
Yeah,
we didn't react to it.
What does it even mean?
It was half of the 76ers.
Half of 76. So he's making fun of them. Yeah.
Dude, the Sixers are winning the East, man. We're a title town, USA.
Could you imagine? They win the East.
Flyers make the playoffs.
Knicks Sixers, Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, man.
And why are people... I've barely followed the NBA.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Anymore? Why are people like writing off the Bucks now?
Oh, they stink.
Yeah, because they had nobody.
Because there's Giannis.
Yeah. Well, he wants to be out and
yeah, he's already talking about leaving.
Dame is already out, right? Dame went back to Portland. Yeah, yeah, he went back to Portland. So
yeah. Well, you had the torn Achilles too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That team has.
That's right, because he might be done.
Like, right.
Yeah.
That team has almost emptied the clip in a lot of ways to try to get the championship before this. They don't Brook Lopez anymore. You know, the guys got old. Drew Holiday they traded as well. So
I don't want to see Giannis in L.A. That's what they're trying to push him.
Well, no, the Knicks.
He wants to go to the Knicks.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He wants to go to the Knicks. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd rather see him in L.A.
There you go. 215.
Yeah, we don't need him with the damn Knicks.
No. But they don't have anything to trade.
I was going
to
say, they would have to give up.
Well,
Cat.
Yeah, but
else?
If you're Milwaukee, you want a bunch of draft picks.
Right.
And they don't have any draft picks to trade anymore. 215-592-9494. Jim in Blackwood, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Jim?
What up, Jim?
Last night was a great night.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know what? That was game three. All right?
Yeah.
Showed up, but now it's in the past. It's all about tonight.
Yeah.
Last night, game three, that's obviously history. Game four, game five is a history. Oh, what the hell?
Come on.
You want to start over? You want to start over? We can make pretend that never. He just hung up.
Damn, what a joke job. Feels like a loss.
I give him credit for hanging up right after he screwed up.
He was like, oh, damn, let me get out of here.
Oh, man. Oh, that sucks. Well, he's still registered for the Iverson tickets. You know, he did call. He tried. 215-592-9494. Violet in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Violet?
Hey, guys. How are you? Hold on. I'm so sorry. I'm walking my dogs. I've got to get this nervous energy out.
Okay.
At least you're locking your dogs and not walking your dogs.
Walking
my dogs.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I tried to take a freaking nap. It's not happening.
I'm just
really, really excited. I just wanted to talk to you guys. I just wanted to say, go Phillies. I thought last night's performance was amazing. And I know I said this to the, I spoke about this with the earlier show. I thought Alec Boehm's freaking catch was amazing. That was a big play.
It was.
And I know he's a tall guy, but still. He got some air under those feet.
Mm-hmm. Good vertical leap.
Yeah, he needed every part of the jump and the 6'5" to get to
and
that.
And the glove. Yeah, you're right.
I knew you were going to say that, but that's okay.
No. I'm saying he like, you know,
he
it helps that he,
that,
yeah,
yes.
He needed all of it.
Yep.
But it was a big catch. You know, that was a big defensive moment for him.
So I don't know if you guys listened to Rhea this morning, but one of the things that she said was, you got to make last night count.
Yep.
I mean, I'm nervous. We can do it. I know we can. I I've seen it time and time again with this team. And I love Sanchez. And you know what I noticed, and I hope I see it tonight. I don't know if y'all noticed, but when he gets into a groove and starts settling in, he does that little shimmy with his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to see the Sanchez shimmy tonight. It's going to make me feel a lot better. And of course, I need to see scores on the board. But I'm just really, really excited. You know, just bring it back to the bank. I know we can do this, guys. I know we can.
Yeah, Violet, I think what Rhea said is absolutely true, is you can't let last night be a stay of execution. Like, that can't be what it is, that we just...
I like that.
It just can't be a delaying your elimination. Make that the inflection point. You know, make that the moment where everything just...
turned around. You heard over there? Yeah, make that the moment where everything turns.
There we go. Frank at it again.
Well,
by the way,
Frank,
I love the freaking rage, that you guys use in the beginning of the show.
Oh.
It is Rage Against the Machine, right?
It is Rage Against the Machine.
I have no idea.
Go ahead. I love it.
It's Creed, Ike.
All right,
it's Creed.
Guys, let's rock and roll. Let's get this win tonight, okay?
Okay,
go
Violet.
Please.
Yeah. Man, I got to save Spike over here. He's over about to die.
Can I say this, too?
Do we need to go to commercial?
No, I'm all right.
Well, we're going to commercial.
Yeah. A couple minutes. Is they win tonight, you know what we have on Saturday night? We're going to have Bader starting. I think if we can get
Bader
to
gets
game
out there
five,
Saturday?
I think we get Bader.
Bader thoughts?
His Kurt Gibson moment.
I think that is our gift.
Well, Thompson
gift.
Said they're shooting for Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah. Come on.
Win this game. Get me a Harrison Bader moment. Do it. I showed my wife the Masturbator t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
And she said, can I have one?
Ooh.
So I ordered her one.
Nice.
I said to her, where are you going to wear this? I can't imagine her wearing that t-shirt.
Right.
No.
Well, she wanted one. What do you want? You know? I can't. She's going to wear it around the house, I would assume. But
I was going to say, yeah, maybe she wears it with you around
yes,
the house.
Yes, yes. All right, we will continue to look ahead to tonight's game. We will preview the pitching matchup. You do the rest.
Yep.
We'll oh, my
gosh. We'll preview the pitching matchup right here on 94 WIP.
Ike, wow. Spike, Justin, and Fritz.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There we go.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Hopefully it keeps going. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Will the Phillies win tonight in L.A.? 69.6% say yes. They say yes.
Everybody's believing.
So
not everyone.
Well, yeah, 30% are not. So,
unbelievable.
So we normally make our NFL picks on Fridays at 5:30, but we have the Eagles game tonight, so we will just pick the Eagles game, give our score for the Eagles game, do the rest of the picks tomorrow.
Yep, sounds good.
Jack, who won pick? You don't have it in front of you because
I
get it tomorrow.
I tally it up tomorrow.
I'll go first.
Okay.
This game's going to be incredibly ugly. I think the Eagles will win it because the Eagles are just much, 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 much better. I'm going to go 24-12. I don't think the Giants are going to score a touchdown. So
nice.
24-12. There we go.
I'm going 23-10.
There you go.
Nice.
23-10. Good defensive game. It'll be, you know, the Eagles will get up. They won't be threatened. The Giants will putter around, not really do anything. Scatterbo gets a cheap touchdown.
There you go.
Eagles win this thing 23-10. We get out of there with a W.
I was going 24-13.
There you go.
Yeah. We're all on the same place.
Right. They cover?
Right. Yeah.
Seven.
It's still 7-7?
Seven. Yeah.
Get in the 30s tonight.
I don't see it.
Well,
a couple of interceptions. Now, they get turnovers.
Yeah, you get some turnovers, then, yeah, you get some short fields.
That Saints offense scored 26. I know.
But they got a bunch of turnovers.
And I think a defensive touchdown? I think somebody from the Giants fumbled and they scooped it up and scored.
Because Dart turned it over twice, and Scatabu fumbled.
And I think that they scored off his fumble. Yeah.
Banjo's going to eat his lunch tonight.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he's nobody throw the ball to either.
You got nothing to work with.
Yes, yeah. They may not get a touchdown. They may get three field goals. You're right.
Spencer Rattler looked pretty good against that Giants defense. Just throwing it out there. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? Spencer Rattler sucks, by the way.
Well, he doesn't, actually.
He's atrocious. Anyway, I had called him yesterday, and the dadgum feels one. So, I mean, I'm just trying to get as much good juju and mojo going as I can after the disastrous visit I had, taking all the good juju away. So, I mean, I left. They won. I'm still calling. I got up. I had to go to North Carolina this morning to deliver some equipment, pick up, and then I left work early because I got there early, and I don't want their overtime. I just want to leave early. You know what I'm saying? I leave early every day if they let me. But I had to haul tail home, right here hauling ash and cutting grass so I can get in there for first pitch. And it's going to be over by the time the daggone Eagles game starts. That's what I'm predicting. I'll be able to just, you know, I'm going to have two TVs set up, but I'll be able to turn that second TV off and just watch the Eagles. It's going to be over.
Well, that's a low-scoring game if it's over that quick.
And that's pretty going. No, that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
No, man. Daggone Fields are going to smoke them.
You mean over from the standpoint?
Going to be over by the time the Eagles game starts.
Gotcha.
It ain't going to be in question. He's going to give them the dirty Sanchez tonight. I'm here to tell you right now. Come on.
Nope.
But anyway, he's
just because he got a cute little twang.
Yeah. We got
rules.
We got.
Anyway, it's going to be over. It's
he has no
be
idea
over by the fourth.
I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't think he
no
does.
No idea what.
Well, you
no,
can't I say don't. That.
Huh?
No, you cannot say what you said.
Yeah, just get it back
just
to
keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, I know you're hauling ass and cutting grass.
Smoking grass and hauling grass.
No, I'm hauling ass and cutting grass. I'm
okay.
Mowing the yard, and I stopped mowing so I could call and get the good juju. Keep
okay, all right, all right, all right.
So anyway, Phil's going to win 7-2 tonight. It's going to be over by the fourth inning. They're going to have two just late junk
runs. Late in the game, yeah.
Won't even matter. Eagles going to win 30-13. They're going to beat their eyes shut. They're going to beat them like a Cherokee drum. I'm here to tell you one time, it's over. It's going to be – oh, and the Flyers going to win for Broads tonight, too. They're going to upset the defending Stanley Cup champions. I can feel it in my bones, boys, but –
all right.
Anyway, like I said, I just called to keep a good juju going since
that's
they
good.
Won last night. I was able to turn it off after the Realmuto home run. I said, it's over. They got this.
Oh, come on.
Do you know anything about baseball? You turn the ball off the game off at 4-1?
I turned it off. I said, it's over. It's over. And side
well, he's
back,
a Red
you know,
Sox
I,
fan. So
I had took my medicine, and I had them Atchie furry eyes. You know, I was seeing two TVs. I was looking Atchie and furry at the same time. I mean, I was powered more out. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long weekend for me, boy.
Hold on. Where were you looking?
I was looking Atchie and furry at the same time. My eyes was crossed, and I was looking at two TVs.
You know, he said
through you.
At you and for you.
And for
like
you.
Atchie, furry. Like
yeah, Atchie,
I
furry.
I thought you meant through you.
Nah, like no. Atchie and then furry. Yeah.
I thought he said furry.
Yeah,
no, that's Bruce.
Furry.
Yeah.
No, that's that boy from D.C. He's the furry, man.
Yeah.
He likes to put them dog tails on and stuff like that, you know, walk around panting, carrying on. But, yeah, I was looking at you and furry.
Okay. All right.
There we go. Third time's a charm. Hey.
Fields win, Eagles win. It's going to be a wash. It's going to be a bash at the bank this weekend. I'm here to tell you
bash
right now.
Bank.
Mark it down. Bash at the bank. Harper's getting home run tonight, too. I'm going to get off here and let you go. Let somebody else get in. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right,
Justin.
You think he wants to go to the Allen Iverson book tour?
Justin? Well, yeah. I don't know if he's going to take the trip from Tennessee again. He made me nervous the entire time after he had no idea what he had done wrong.
Yeah. You think he didn't know?
I think he didn't know.
I don't think he knew either.
Yeah, I don't think he knew. I don't think he knew what he could get away with.
I think he heard it before. Well, I don't even, didn't even know.
Next, Jim and Blackwood, you're on WIP.
All right, that one was on me, fellas. I apologize.
All right.
But you know what?
What?
That's history now.
Okay.
Game three is history.
Uh-huh.
Game five is a mystery.
There you go.
Game four is a gift tonight, baby. We're going to go down there again. Top of the lineup is going to break glass now like the piece of glass he is. Sanchez going to show up like he's been doing all season. And we're going to bring this team back to Philly, baby, for game five. Said.
Wow, he ended with a said.
Again.
I haven't heard said in a while. Did he end with said on
yesterday.
The other one? Oh, he did.
And he hung right up.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
There's no,
are we encouraging more of these?
Well, yeah.
I really just wish there was an Eagles chant equivalent of the Phillies.
Right, so they can get in and out.
Yeah, yeah. Like the thing they could end it with.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's a problem with a lot of Phillies things. You don't know what to end it with.
Oh, encouraging the hype speeches.
Well, yes, the hype speeches, yes. I know. Well, Rios.
Yeah, well, we had okay, Andrew.
That was a big old swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Herb.
Well, Herb doesn't even know what he's doing.
Do you remember when he thought that I pulled his hype speech off the internet?
I do.
His Super Bowl hype speech.
He was upset.
Yeah, he was mad at me. And then we have him. We have Jim and Blackwood.
But Yoshi had his little poems that he had
right.
Yeah,
going on.
So we are encouraging these.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're good.
I just reserve the right moving forward to cut it short. That's what I have to. Not everyone gets to go the entire way if it's not good. Jim and Blackwood
right,
is very. Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. We'll manage him. But it's not like they won last night. He did it.
Okay.
We're trying to keep it all the same.
When I get home, should I put on the same clothes I had yesterday?
Well, what'd you watch the game in?
The clothes I had on yesterday.
Yeah, but I thought you might have watched it with a coat on.
I had the coat on top of it. Yes.
Right.
Because
right.
I went for a walk. I laid down on the couch. I was locked in. And then it was going well, so I kept the coat on.
Right.
Yeah, it was the light coat.
Okay.
Light coat.
Was it a furry coat?
It was not a furry coat.
I could see you having like the whole.
I'm the younger. Peskin.
Oh, right.
The other one had the furry coat. 215-592-9494 gets your calls right after Jack tells you.
Well, listen.
And both of us tell you about National Appliance Warehouse.
First, though.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Union Tap.
And for bringing in all that grub.
Dude, yeah. The mac and cheeseburger. I get that thing. Holy cow. But it was great food. And we want to thank the Union Tap for their partnership with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey for the Philly Formation Contest. Dropped off great food. I had the fish tacos. A lot of people commenting on the fish tacos said they looked good.
Yeah,
and they were
did.
Damn good.
They did look good.
They were damn good. Ike had a big-ass burger. I mean, seriously, that thing was... That was a full burger, Ike.
It was.
That was a full burger. So head on out to the Union Tap in Northeast Philly for Eagles games and enjoy their $7.50 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special. And don't forget to register for the Philly Formation Contest for the chance to win an Eagles game day experience with Brent Celek and hope getting experience with yours truly along with two Weber Grills from National Appliance Warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of National Appliance Warehouse.
Now a National Appliance Warehouse.
What in the world?
Yeah.
National Appliance Warehouse. Listen, we talk about the pillars of our teams, right?
Yeah.
We talk about...
We went back to back?
We're going...
Well, the other one was just a thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, to yeah. our people.
Yeah,
to our people. So National Appliance Warehouse. What sets National Appliance Warehouse apart? You're in the market for new appliances. Your kitchen, you got to make sure, hopefully with a playoff run getting extended with... Football, you got to make sure your kitchen's in a good spot. You need new appliances. You go to National Appliance Warehouse, over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, all
Jack,
of them.
Tell them what they want to hear. They're going to get the best price.
That's what matters, too, is getting the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. They always have great savings events going on, and of course, tax-free Delaware helps. But on top of all that, Mark Stamatkin has built a difference-making culture, a team culture at National Appliance Warehouse. We've talked about that a lot, and if you want to be a part of it, all you got to do is email scott@nawde.com. That's scott@nawde.com, and you can join one of the fastest growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you. So tonight it is Christopher Sanchez versus Tyler Glasnow. Tyler Glasnow did pitch in game one. I'm trying to remember what he looked like in game one. It was a little wild, maybe. Is that I can't even remember. Game one seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like the Phillies were just kind of dead in that game, that he took advantage of that.
Yeah.
You know, his ERA in the postseason is like over 5.
Okay.
His ERA against the Phillies is over 6.
Okay.
So they're at least in a pretty good position from that standpoint.
What is it about him that makes the Phillies hit him well, do you think?
Well, he's a more fastball-dependent pitcher.
Okay.
And this is a team that
hunts fastball.
Yeah. So, like Castellanos did a grand slam off him earlier this year. That's probably why. Well, it's not the reason he's in the lineup, because Bader's hurt. But he is a power pitcher. He's a vertical pitcher. You know, some pitchers are horizontal pitchers. He likes to go up and down. So again, the shadows are going to be a factor today.
Yep.
And I think they have advantage from that standpoint, because Sanchez has the changeup. Yeah. He'll look the same out of hand, fastball changeup. Whereas Glasnow is really, he has a power fastball, he has the cutter, and he has a 12-6 curveball.
And one other thing, because you mentioned just thinking about the Phillies hitting. When you look at how most of the Phillies hit this year, you know, Marsh ended up hitting really, really well. Stott, you know, back to form. Schwarber has a career year. You have talked about Kevin Long a lot as a hitting coach, and how you think that maybe the way that baseball is, it has passed him by. Do you think when you look at the end of how the Phillies performed offensively, which is probably up to what the expectations would be, do you think he is safe?
Last night, again, was big from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Because if they went, they didn't score any runs again, and it looks similar.
Oh, I mean, Trey had a great year.
Yeah. I think that they really believe in this coaching staff.
Okay.
I think the Phillies brass believes in the coaching staff, in Kevin Long. They definitely believe in Cotham.
Yeah.
And I think they believe in Rob Thompson.
Yeah, and I think rightfully so. It took me a minute to get to this point, but this year really convinced me of it. I know we focus a lot on the postseason and the end results there, and we want to react to what happens in the postseason. There is something to this team getting better each year from a total wins perspective.
It means something.
It means something. It means that they're at least doing things right.
Yeah.
It doesn't sometimes show up in the postseason. Hopefully that changes tonight and with this series. But 96 wins. Again, you make some changes, but man, it's still a good baseball team.
Yeah,
a good baseball team.
I reserve the right to change my mind depending on how it happens. But if the Phillies are eliminated this year without winning the World Series, it is setting up for this thing where I want to be more mad than I probably will end up being. Just from I will be disappointed.
Yeah.
But when I look at them, I say to myself,
calling for everybody's head to get fire.
I say to myself, like, what are they going to do? You know, and what do you even want to do? Whether they get to the World Series or they don't, I think we would look at the same things we're going to look at. We're going to look at Castellanos. We're probably going to look at Bohm. We're going to look at bringing up Justin Crawford. We're probably not going to sign Ranger Suarez.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be Painter next year. So this team, no matter what happens, Schwarber is the big one.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to make a decision on Schwarber based on whether they beat the Dodgers or not. You know, that's the right decision to make. I think ultimately you have to make the decision whether he should be here or he shouldn't be here based on the future of the team, not based on whether they beat the Dodgers in one series or beat the Brewers in the next series.
We agree with him. It's probably going to come down to years.
Yeah, years.
Years.
Yeah. I.
If they can get him for 3 years, they jump at that.
Yeah, I think they'll probably have to go 4. I don't think anybody would go 5 years on a 32-year-old
PH. I'd be surprised. Four feels like the right number.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Kay and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. When you guys said hunting fastballs, I just thought about how many fastballs they watch. But Bader definitely hunts fastballs, that's for sure. But I had to call because this possibly could be my last opportunity for optimism. But I feel like this is the World Series talent-wise, and I feel like we're going to win tonight. We're going to win on the weekend. And after we whoop the Dodgers, we're going to steamroll everybody else. We had our ups and downs. I got on Dombrowski, but I think this is the moment where we get it done. I really think we're going to get it done. I'm going to the watering hole because I need to be saucy no matter however tonight goes. I'm going to need a little sauce.
Don't need some Ike juice. I feel you.
I hear that.
Man, hey, listen, if you want to hit me with the Ike juice, Ike, listen.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. And we're going to destroy them, and then we're steamrolling all the way to the end. And that's it, guys. That's it.
All right. Yeah. All right, Kay.
Six-pack of lemonade. Surfside's already chilled. Oh,
there you go.
Already chilled. On a long night.
Always had those in the fridge.
Yeah.
I had, at our old house, Val got me my own fridge for downstairs. For my seltzers and for my Surfsides.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing we left in the old house.
Was the fridge?
Was the little fridge downstairs.
Man. You'll have your mini
get
fridge.
Another one?
Yeah, I know. It was a gift because I always had too much of that in the fridge.
It's like one of the few things I actually liked as a gift.
Yeah.
The mini fridge.
Yeah.
Mini fridge in my garage, baby.
Yeah. I think I got to get another one.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to have your mini fridge.
Your
own beverages.
Yes. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Daddy, why can't we go to college like everyone else?
Walker and Sutton in 18 years as Jack is explaining the Phil's playoff run of 2025.
He's going to have to bet on every other team. Yep, it's going to cost you a lot.
Already bet on glass now.
Yep.
7 and 8 Ks, I believe. Whatever it takes.
If it really keeps working, I might have to fund it for you.
GoFundMe started?
Yeah, I'll right out of my pocket.
Wow.
Money bucks. Yeah, well, 10 bucks maybe.
10 bucks at a time.
Every other game. What's next?
Yeah, well, we don't need a poll about who Jimmy Rollins is rooting for. Ike in the comments under the Chase Twitter poll.
I knew that J-Ro thing was it's retaliation.
Yep.
Chase. Wasn't retaliation. It was just like, you did the same thing.
Yep. What's that?
So a few weeks ago, me and you argued about the offense, and now 2 weeks later, you look even dumber. Care to comment, Mike? Spike opening the phone call with Mayock.
I did not say that. He was a little... he was a little tight about it, but he was good.
Yeah.
He was good. Yeah, he was good. It sounded like he was good. He was good blaming everybody but one specific person. What is next?
Guys, did you hear Abdelnaby at Topper's presser last night? Too funny. Gary in Vineland.
Abdelnaby's presser. He kept saying Ruben Franks. Yeah. He wasn't even getting Ruben Frank's name right.
He wasn't even getting Ruben Frank name right.
Yeah.
And why would Ruben Frank be in L.A.?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what he was. And he was so embarrassed. He was so mad.
Yeah, right? I get all worked up.
Yeah.
How did he get Ruben and Marcus Hayes mixed up?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Couldn't be more different, those guys. What's next?
Looks like you might have an opening for 4 o'clock on Thursday soon. Can I come back? My schedule is about to free up in a big way. Mike Lombardi in Chapel Bill.
Oh,
yeah, could be.
Not, you know, when Mike took that job, it's a job you have to take, being the general manager for Bill Belichick at UNC.
Yep.
He probably thought that was, he's like, no, are you kidding me? This is a job for.
Of course, I'm back in.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick, how's he going to fail?
They're right up in retirement. They call themselves the 33rd NFL team.
Oh, is that what they
did? Mike Lombardi called
them.
Mike Lombardi said that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of NFL teams that suck. You know,
and he's not close. That team's not close to an NFL team.
No. What's next?
So we were promised some representation at 5:30, and now we have 3:30 Pearl Jam. Interesting. The delegation.
Delegation got 2:30.
We got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
It's fair. I think it's fair.
It's,
you know,
it's well proportioned.
Yes, I think so.
And no country.
No country.
Upbeat country, man. Get working in there.
Let's talk about it in the meeting. What's next?
Chuck yelling at the sky at sunset. I'm tired of this every damn day, you turkey. Chuck yelling at the sky the next morning. I knew it. We're back, baby. I've been a sun guy my whole life. Alex in Lancaster.
text line.
That's why you gotta love Chuck. He's
a fan.
He's passionate. Yes,
he is who J. Roll and Nick Castellanos are talking about. It's Chuck. He is the. There's no bigger supporter when it is going well, right. And there is no one who will tell you you suck worse more than Chuck. I couldn't get him to give on Trey though. He would not compliment Trey.
Well, that's all right. It was only one good game.
Yeah,
so plenty of opportunities to let us down.
Yeah.
We don't, come on, man.
Well, we don't count our chickens for the egg hatch.
I know this might be jinxing it. I am, after seeing him talk, seeing him play this year, I am officially in on Trey Turner.
Yeah.
I'm in. I like Trey Turner.
He's a Trey guy.
He works hard. He cares. He's a good player. He's not a perfect player. Nobody is. But he is. I'm in on Trey. I'm happy that Trey Turner is on the team. I think he's a good player.
Seems
like a hard worker, all that sort of stuff. All right. Well.
It's tough taking up for all the guys that we pound on.
It is. Philly's Tobias. Nice. So
he's way better than Tobias.
I know. It's just the contract thing. Okay. So Phil's first pitch at 6:08.
Yeah.
You can hear it on KYW News Radio. That is 103.9 and 12.
Let's go, Titans!
And 1210 WPHT. You can hear Eagles here on WIP. The Eagles pregame show is next. Jack, are we doing the thing?
Yeah.
Have to do it.
Okay.
Have to.
Do I do my thing first? My thing's after.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully in a huge celebration way. Go Phils and
go Birds!
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.